Well, Bobby, you got your first touchdown tonight in the NFL. Did you keep that ball?
Yes, I did. I forgot it at first, though. My coach Montgomery told me to go get the ball and to get it to my mom, and that's what I did.
Because you had a bunch of people here, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you have to buy all those tickets?
No, they actually bought their own because I don't have no money. Yeah, they bought their own ticket. Basically, I got a good deal out of them, so I had a lot of people to come and support me.
Was it 30-some people here?
Yeah, about 30-plus people.
All right, well, that's good. So they must have been excited.
Yes, they were. I got a lot of text messages I got to answer on Twitter and all that, too. It was blowing up.
Yeah. Now, who's taller, you or Ray Rice?
I say I'm taller than him. He say he's taller than me, but I think I'm taller than him, though. So I don't know. We keep battling that. See?
Now, what can you learn? Because similar type statured back, what can you learn from watching a guy that has been very successful at this level?
Basically everything, because like you said, I'm the same height and weight as he is. So basically all the things that he's doing, I'm trying to mimic because that's been successful for him, and I think it'd be successful for me.
How are you at blocking, picking up the blitz?
I think I did good in this game. Still a lot of work to be done or whatever. I didn't get a lot of blitzes when I was in, so... well, no. But I think I did all right for the time that I was in when I did get a blitz. I think I did good.
What's been the hardest transition for you? Mental, physical, which part?
Probably say mentally, because there's a lot of stuff thrown at you at once, especially coming in at the rookie camp. And, the terminology, it was a lot different. But for the game speed, I think I adapted to that, because the more you practice with those guys, the more you adapt to it. So I think it basically the hardest thing is the terminology coming in.
Does John Harbaugh talk to you about Western Kentucky at all?
Yes, he knew. He knew about it.
His dad was a coach there.
Yeah, exactly.
Won a national championship there, right?
And they're a great guy, too, especially Jack Harbaugh, Mr. Jack Harbaugh. He's a great guy. I remember talking to him when he came to Western for the game. Matter of fact, it was the day before the game, he gave us a speech, and I was so excited, pumped, and ready. And then when the game came, we didn't get a speech from him. So I'm basically hyped the day before the game instead of the day of the game. So, well, yeah, they're a great guy.
If you stick here, you'll get some more speeches.
You're right,
from him.
Exactly. Right. So he mimicked his dad. Yeah.
All right, well, good start. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.